Today I'm talking to Luis, a member of the founding chapter of We Are Change New York. Luis, thank you for joining me today on the Corbett Report.
Thank you for having me on.
All right, Luis, could you start just by telling us a little bit about yourself and how you came to be involved with We Are Change?
Well, I'm 24, Brooklyn. Got into 9/11 Truth because I didn't have any, I had a lot of time on my hands because I had an injury with my leg, and I started actually. That's when when you have a lot of time, you start thinking about random stuff, and I started thinking, how come they haven't caught Osama bin Laden yet? And I also remember seeing like a sticker on a pole that said WTC7.net, and I started doing a little research from there. From there, I heard of Alex Jones and Loose Change and Terrorstorm, and then I heard Luke on his radio show, and I decided to help out by make Bernie some DVDs because at that time I couldn't really walk. And then I just decided to when I was able to walk, I showed up at their meeting, and, I've been trying to help out ever since, and that was, 2 years ago.
2 years ago, wow, so you've been with it for a long time already. What are some of the actions that you've been involved in as a We Are Change member?
The Ground Zero, vigils, I was a part of the Ed Koch confrontation. That's pretty much it.
Well, tell us about the Ed Koch confrontation.
We went to Barnes & Noble. He was signing his book. Gary Talese was there with Tom Foti. We were there basically asking him questions. I asked him about, because I remembered him making comments about the then mayor of the city, Giuliani, taking documents, basically city documents, and putting them in his own personal storage. And to basically edit New York City history, and also Gary just also talked about the hard hitting 9/11 issues. The video is up on YouTube.
Nice. I recommend that my listeners check that out for sure. So, Luis, I understand that you had a blog talk radio program that was canceled recently.
Well, actually, it was not canceled completely. They just deleted the segments that I did. I was covering a street action for Jersey City 9/11 Truth, also known as We Are Change Jersey City, because they were doing a last Sunday of the month street action, which is a big street action. And I actually went at it in the angle of what a journalist should be doing, asking real questions. Basically I was playing the devil's advocate. I was interviewing each activist that was there in Jersey City in Journal Square. When I got home, I was, I went to check to see how many people listened. And to my shock, it was deleted. The show was deleted, and I tried to find out why. So I called the host, the director of host liaison, John C. Sweet, which I sent you his name and number in the email. And he basically said 9/11 truther content is slanderous, libel, and misrepresentative. And I asked him, how is this? Because we have we've been educated on this issue. I don't want to have to talk about this. We're offering you a free service. You talk about this again, and we will delete your show. Well, I did do another 9/11 truther segment in a week after that, but I did it a little subversively. I didn't start announcing it like the Angry Scotsman did.
Mm.
And it's still up. I interviewed some of the same people that were on. So, they are deleting anybody that does 9/11 truth content.
So, how quickly did they manage to take down that last Sunday of the month Street Action segment?
Oh, immediately. I'm pretty sure the people that were listening live did complain, because the only way that the show got any attention to be taken down is because it was at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and you know, a lot of people are online that day on that time, and the only way for that to happen is if they started a complaint, if other people you know, sheeple were complaining, and or if some of the censors that are on Blog Talk Radio we're listening.
Do they have dedicated sensors listening to radio shows randomly?
Yes, they do.
So, do you think that Blog Talk Radio is doing an organized effort against 9/11 Truth in particular, or is it just part of their regular censorship?
Oh, no, I think because Blog Talk Radio was very relaxed. The only way to, like, get kicked off of their radio show is if you were, off the network, is if you were, like, really, just stirring the pot, like, as in, like, crank calling other radio show hosts. That was, like, the only way to get kicked off. But now, since they started getting a lot of sponsors for their radio show, also, I do believe my speculation, and also another Blog Talk Radio show host, her name is Deanne Burley, she basically told me that they're getting a lot of orders from the White House. In fact, to I guess prove this, you can actually go into the blogtalkradio.com and look in the stations, and you can see the Pentagon has their own radio station in the Blog Talk Radio network.
That's very interesting in light of recent news that the Pentagon is planning to fight and win cyber wars against rogue individuals on the internet, so their presence on Blog Talk Radio and then 9/11 Truth's disappearance probably adds up to something, I think. Very interesting. Are you going to continue broadcasting on Blog Talk Radio?
Well, I do continue. I just do mostly comedy, and I will touch on 9/11 Truth issues. You know, I'm doing it subversively, so that way it stays on the network, and you know, I'm basically doing what the New World Order does. Just do it subversively, so that way people can hear it, and it affects them. I'm just gonna start. You know what the strategy is using the same weapon they use against us. Fight fire for fire. In fact, one of my topics in the coming weeks is how to argue like Sean Hannity.
Nice. I bet you that'll have some good comedic possibilities. How can my listeners find your Blog Talk Radio program? What's the name of the program?
Okay, well, it's blogtalkradio.com/thecrotchshot.
Okay. Sounds all right to me. Moving right along, I understand that you also have founded We Are Change Latino. Tell us a little bit about that organization.
Yeah, We Are Change Latino is basically following in the footsteps of We Are Change New York, but we're trying to reach the Spanish-speaking audience. Also trying to educate other truthers that not all Spanish-speaking people are illegal immigrants and thus not the enemy.
Is William Rodriguez involved with your organization?
No, I would love him to be, but unfortunately, I haven't really been able to get in contact with him. I basically just translated a lot of stuff into Spanish, which is very hard work because I barely speak the language myself, but I seen a need for it because a lot of Latinos are very receptive to the truth. A lot of times, in the Spanish media, Spanish American media, they're getting a lot of disinfo. And there's no counter for that. In fact, Telemundo, which is a big network, is run by NBC. So, I mean, they're getting disinfo from them.
So it's the same corporate control masters, just a different different language.
Right. So, you can actually see on this English Spanish language news that they're actually saying, say that, oh, well, the American government is the enemy and all that. And I've actually heard Mexicans say that they want to kill Whitey in New York City. And I understand this. I know what Alex is saying is the truth. I just want Spanish language to be representative in this info war. It is an info war, and unfortunately, the Spanish front is not being fought, and that's where I come in.
Yeah, I think there's definitely a need there. What kind of response have you been getting to that so far?
So far, been trying to get funding to actually get some flyers printed up, so that way I could actually start, because so far I've just been doing word of mouth, and people are like, oh, yeah, you're right, yeah. 9/11 was an inside job, yeah, I believe you. Because I'm of Puerto Rican, I have Puerto Rican ancestry, and, we, on the island between 1950 and 1970, the U.S. has conducted eugenics experiments by sterilizing the women on the island for population control. Not to mention all the medical experiments they ran on Puerto Ricans on the islands. Recently, just bombing Vieques, which is where which is where Puerto Ricans usually get crapulcanepas, which is a fruit. Especially when it comes to Puerto Ricans, we understand American tyranny.
Tell us about the sterilization program in Puerto Rico.
Like I said, between 1950 and 1970, the U.S. government deemed that the population of Puerto Rico was exploding too fast, was not enough to support the island. They decided, so to help the poor Puerto Ricans, they decided to start sterilizing the women. In fact, it was so effective that they were able to start closing down schools because children weren't being born to fill them. In fact, it became so commonplace, it just got known as la operación, the operation. They would actually have people going door to door asking women, oh, have you been operated yet? Have you been operated yet? And they would schedule operations right then and there, and go get sterilized. Then you wouldn't have any more kids. There's a lot of pharmaceutical companies there, which is why there's a big drug problem on the islands. For the longest time, the Puerto Rican flag was outlawed. And, we as a people, Puerto Ricans, we're a very proud people. We're proud of our islands. We're proud of our culture. Especially proud of our flag, which is why you see so many millions of us at the Puerto Rican Day parades or any Puerto Rican celebration of the islands. And basically, the United States actually tried to take our identity away. And with these programs, it just proves to me that something really needs to be done, and everyone needs to know.
Absolutely, it's a proud people with a proud history, and it's terrible to hear about the sterilization programs and other operations like that. Where can people go to find out more information about We Are Change Latino?
It's myspace.com/WeAreChangeLatino. A webpage is currently in the works, so please stay tuned for that. When it's up, it's going to be WeAreChangeLatino.org.
Okay, we're looking forward to that. Earlier you mentioned Gary Talis in your confrontation with Ed Koch. How is Gary doing these days, and what's the latest on the situation with his legal incident?
Well, as far as I know, it's still in litigation. So, that really upsets me, because I know Gary. Gary wouldn't have done this. Gary's not a violent person. He's not. I waited for him outside the courthouse. When he was getting arraigned, and he came out, and his face was marked up. He definitely got beaten up.
Did he tell you about what happened in custody?
Not so much really. He was just basically saying, well, I didn't fight back, and I could tell this because I looked at his fist, and when you're in a fight, your fists are scratched up. Your fists get scratched up. In a fight, because I trained in martial arts. The instructor would say, fighting is not about winning or losing, is who has the bigger medical bill in the end. And Gary had the bigger medical bill.
And now he has a big legal bill. So again, I'd encourage my listeners to go and help the legal defense fund at wearechange.org. Luis, can you tell us a little bit in your own words, what does We Are Change mean to you? Why is it important as an organization? And where do you see it going in the future?
What We Are Change means to me. We Are Change means to me is a group of people that really care. We care about each other deeply. We care about everyone else. We're trying to do the right thing. We're trying to show people that what's going on does not have to happen. The government is not big enough, not so big that we can't fight against it with their propaganda, and basically letting people know we're not radicals, because radicals don't want to follow the law. We want to follow the rule of law. We want to play fair. We definitely don't want people dying. Enough death already. There's been too much death. 3,000 people died, and they still haven't gotten any justice. And we're a truth organization. We want to expose the lie. That's pretty much it.
And how about in the future? Where do you think We Are Change is going to go from here?
The worse it gets in this country, the more people are going to want to seek the truth. And I'm pretty sure that change will grow to the point that they will have to start listening to us. But I'm really hoping people will wake up before it starts getting really bad here. But I'm pretty sure most people are very hard-headed, so it has to get bad in this country before they start taking us really seriously.
Well, I hope that's not the case, but I already see the beginnings of an actual truth movement, a virus of truth injecting the body politic and growing exponentially, so I think the future of We Are Change is bright, and I'd like to see that expand in the future. Luisa, are there any other websites or anything you'd like to direct my listeners to?
Of course, so wearechange.org, Prison Planet, InfoWars, 9/11 bloggers, if you need up-to-date news on the movement itself. Also I'd like to warn your listeners, just be careful on who you listen to. Be very skeptical. Always do your own research. For God's sakes, planes did hit those buildings.
Absolutely. Some good advice. Thank you very much, Luis. It's been a pleasure talking to you today.
Pleasure. Thanks for having me on. You're doing a very good service. I subscribe to your podcast. So.
Well, thank you, Luis, and take care, and good luck with We Are Change Latino.
Thank you. Good luck with what you're doing.